The Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who suffered a fatal spinal cord injury after he was handcuffed and put in the back of a Baltimore police van. What happened to Gray once he was put into the van is a question being asked. There's a time lapse in a very careful timeline laid out at a news conference by Baltimore police. It reveals a 25-minute gap where there is no timeline. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
It's clear that what happened happened inside the van.
This is yet another scenario of a black man being held by police who told them he couldn't breathe. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts.
He asked for the inhaler as he was going into. At one or two of the stops, it was noticed that he was having a little trouble breathing, where we should have probably asked for paramedics or had him look at that time.
Batts said Gray asked several times for medical care. Eventually, he was rushed to a hospital. Gray died Sunday, a week after his arrest of what police described as a significant spinal injury. The deputy police commissioner said Baltimore is not Ferguson. Officials vowed transparency and pledged to hold those found responsible accountable. Commissioner Batts said the investigation will be completed by May 1st. The results, he said, will be sent to the state's attorney's office to determine whether criminal charges will be filed. Batts said he's ordering that police review and rewrite, effective immediately, its policies on moving prisoners and providing them with medical attention. Meanwhile, protesters held a rally at the site of Gray's arrest, chanting and holding signs that read, "Black Lives Matter" and "No Justice, No Peace." The Justice Department and the FBI pledged an independent review of FBI laboratory protocols and procedures. This follows the discovery of flawed forensic testimony in hundreds of older criminal cases. The DOJ said the investigation will look at how the scientific problem occurred and why it was allowed to continue for so long. Law enforcement officials said they would move forward with reviewing hundreds of additional cases in which scientifically invalid testimony concerning microscopic hair analysis may have been given. They encouraged states whose examiners were trained by the FBI to conduct their own reviews. The Innocence Project is asking that people apply some pressure to ensure that the critical next steps happen immediately. You can take part in their letter-writing campaign by going to innocenceproject.org. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York.
The idea that Fast Track lets Congress set the standards and goals for TPP, I'm not talking about other agreements, but for TPP, is an absolute fiction.
The Senate Finance Committee on Trade Policy heard from AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka. He spoke on the proposed TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership legislation touted by President Obama. Fast-track negotiating authority lets Congress reject or endorse but not amend proposed trade deals backed by the president.
The agreement has been under negotiation for more than 5 years and is essentially complete. So the instructions that you send them will have no effect whatsoever. Congress cannot set meaningful negotiating objectives if the administration has already negotiated most of the key provisions. And I might also add, this would be the worst possible time to pass Fast Track for TPP, because the leverage that you have left for those issues that are remaining is right now.
Thomas Donahue gave the opposing view. He is president and CEO of a powerful lobbying arm, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It represents more than 3 million businesses across the country. Donahue said Fast Track authority is crucial to ratifying deals that would help U.S. producers reach big foreign markets.
The United States cannot afford to sit on the sideline while others set the rules of trade to create jobs, growth, and prosperity. Our children need us to set the agenda.
The Obama administration is scrambling for as much support as possible. The Senate could vote fairly soon on the fast-track bill. Leaders of the Republican-controlled House could follow suit if they think they have enough votes to pass it. Most congressional Democrats oppose fast-track. And finally, today, Earth Day, New York is announcing a plan to reduce waste output by 90% by the year 2030. It's the Zero Waste Plan. It includes an overhaul of the city's recycling program and incentives to reduce waste. Mayor de Blasio will announce the plan today. It includes the City Council's plan to dramatically reduce the use of plastic shopping bags. New York will be the largest city in the Western Hemisphere to adopt such a plan. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.